When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm James D'Amato, your host and game master. Heroes, this last weekend marked the 9th anniversary of the first episode of One Shot. And perhaps even more momentous than that, this week, the very episode you are listening to right now is the 420th episode of One Shot, which means in my show's history, we have hit a number that is considered nice. More than once. I absolutely cannot believe how far the show has come. And I certainly can't believe how long I've been doing it. But it has meant so much to me over the last 9 years to come to you every week with new RPGs, new experiences, and new fun stories to share. I have discovered so many games that I truly love through this show. But much more than that, I have met so many people that I love through doing this show. I have friends and family that are a part of my life in some small part because of One Shot. It's a really amazing journey that I feel so incredibly grateful to be on. And to celebrate all that, we're playing Danksgiving, an RPG that me and the players of this game all agree is actually really close to an improv form. I actually don't know if designer Jackson Tegu drew inspiration from it, but the structure of this RPG really resembles a Herald improv form. And if you play it as the rules intend, it gives you a really cool slice of life experience that harkens back to a very specific kind of stoner comedy. Now, we didn't really do that with our One Shot. We kind of made a beautiful wreck of this game, and I feel like what we did feels like it stretched very far from the center of what this game actually is and is trying to do. But of course, we had a blast doing that. But if you are looking for a gaming experience that feels very similar to a structured long-form improv game, I think Danksgiving is a really great pick. The mechanics help you cover a lot of story ground really quickly without letting any scene overstay its welcome, and allows for scenes that are slow and thoughtful without making them feel prolonged. And it's very simple overall. I hope the DNA of that stands through the absolute buck wild nonsense that we did when we played this game. And it feels so appropriate to me that on our 9th anniversary, we get to play a game that has elements of beauty that we blow right past to do the most absurd comedy imaginable. And I hope you all enjoy it. With all that out of the way, let's get to the show. All right, heroes, let's meet our party for this week. We've got all familiar voices. Let's start with somebody that I haven't had on in way too long. That's Brad Pike.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Brad, this is a part of the show where we ask for plugs.
Did I say that right? What? You're shaking your head like
I
did it wrong?
I'm just looking at Brad's mic with his little his little guard like in the back of the mic, and it's just like...
Yeah, his pop filter is on the other side of the microphone.
It does look like he's no. So now you've turned the mic to face away from you.
Should I turn it back around?
So this
so
is
so JPC, an old podcast head.
This is a great bit to introduce the fact that Brad, you now have a podcast network.
Oh yeah, it's run really well. I do a really good job.
You could have given Brad like a toy robot and put it in front of him. Just speaking to the robot, the guy has no fucking idea what's happening.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a great podcast network. Lots of good podcasts on there.
I do want to cut through the bit because there is financial stake involved for the people who work on this network. Mm-hmm. We do want people to know about these podcasts. So yeah, tell us about Devil's Daughter.
The improv team or the podcast network? Or
the podcast. Well, here's the thing. This goes out to people across the country. A lot of them not going to be actionable for that improv team.
And
people,
you know,
can get on planes.
Actually,
we encourage it.
Actually, Brad, we're in a kind of special time right now.
What?
Have you been paying attention to the news at all?
Yeah. CDC says if it's for improv, you go for it.
Watch Regis, and that's it. And then I turn it off. But yeah, we have a podcast network. It has a bunch of great podcasts that people would like Talking Shop. It's a podcast in which improvisers James Dugan and Rob Grabowski interview comedians in the Chicago comedy community about, you know, all kinds of insider gossip and things that they worked for them and, you know, their journey in the improv scene here. And then also there's Experience the World, where it's it's a 10-minute podcast where I describe, you know, different experiences that you might not be able to have if you're stuck indoors for any particular reason. So, like, you know, talk about, say, the mall or movie theater or, you know, going to prom or stuff that people maybe they don't get to do because they're too old for prom, or maybe they miss their prom. Mm-hmm. And I'll describe it for you. I'll take you through the journey.
Yeah. So I want everybody to just think back to Brad's previous appearances on this show and just imagine what it would be like to have him describe things to you.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking continuously for a good 10, 15 minutes.
Brad keeps saying 10 minutes, but I guarantee you listen to one episode and you will lose days.
Mm-hmm. Is there a website where folks can find it? Social media handles to follow?
Yes, we have a website, devilsdaughtercomedy.com, and we're on Instagram, Devil's Daughter Improv, and Facebook, and
Patreon.
Oh yeah, we're on Patreon, Devil's Daughter.
Really important, great group of people. Definitely want to get them Patreon dollars. You know, I recommend checking out their shows, and if you like them, please head over to that Patreon, because improv is dead, and we would love to take care of improvisers.
Another podcast, not part of our network, Improv is Dead. I asked.
They have their own Patreon.
I asked them, do you want to join the network? And Tim was like, he didn't say this, but he was like, I worked with you. I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great podcast. Said it was wish should have been added to the network. It's real good. Dan White, Tim Lines. Don't listen to that one. Listen to our podcast.
The worst plug I've ever.
Well, I've been on it. It was great. It was a great time. They're good people. Listen to our podcasts. Don't listen to theirs.
You're going to have a lot of time to figure out this elevator pitch.
Yeah. And I didn't realize I was going to have to know things for this.
In editing, Tracy is going to address it. Oh, okay. I don't know if they're going to fix it, but they are going to address it.
I didn't realize
I was going to have to know things. Yeah!
So, Brad, the other thing we usually ask an icebreaker question with this, and the question that I got, I don't know how good it's going to be for this group. What's the worst or funniest whatever weed strain name you've heard? Because I don't know how much people remember from the email they sent. This is going to be one shot episode 420.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's a special event. Hell only yeah, comes once in way too long doing this.
I'm not a big weed smoking gentleman, so I'm not really sure. I don't have any names off the top of my head.
I mean, that's fine. Hey, I've never smoked weed in my life, but am I going to do an episode devoted to 420?
Yeah!
You bet.
Sure, why not?
Buster Brown?
Why not?
For sure. Well, that's going to be a fun journey we're going on with Brad.
I also don't really like weed that much. This is going to be very fun.
JPC, I don't think you like weed very much either.
Well, no. In fact, I'm 8 years sober.
Yeah. Yeah. So I really hope everyone out there listening saw that we were doing a special episode 420. We were playing a game called Danksgiving.
I can think of a weird
name. Oh, yeah, that's
so
easy.
Here we go. Yeah. Ooh, circumcision juice. Yeah, smoke it up.
Circumcision
juice. Go to the weed doctor and ask for circumcision juice.
Yeah, that's like an indica, right? Like that's more like chill, relaxing.
I totally know what that means.
Yeah, for sure.
This is gonna be good.
Okay, well, let's move on to introduce
the only kosher weed.
Jesus,
the only kosher.
let's move on to somebody else. You know, it's been, I think, a year since he's been on the show. It's been way too long since I spoke to him. It's Alex Manich. Alex, buddy.
Yeah.
Welcome
James,
back.
It's been a minute since I strapped in front of the old podcast mic.
And you know, he is strapped in.
He is strapped in because he's a professional. Alex
That's right.
shows up. And he shows up with what he needs.
If I podcast for too long, I start thrashing. You have to keep me out to destroy the whole studio.
Alex is here against the advice of his doctor, and we couldn't be more grateful. Alex, I'm going to ask this, but I think I know the answer. You don't have anything. Do you have anything to plug?
No, man. I have a Twitter you can go check out. It's not great.
If you want to hear somebody be like an angry leftist mm-hmm. that doesn't really make jokes but does say angry things a lot, hey.
Yeah. Yes. Honestly, yes. It's like the Fred Armisen bit of the comedian who just like gets angry about something, but there's no punchline.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Points at the newspaper article, mm-hmm. gets upset about it, and then moves on. It's not a bit, though.
If you don't consider yourself very political and you think of like a politician that you kind of like, Alex fucking hates them.
Yep. I hate them.
Absolutely hates them.
Yeah. Yes. They all are disappointing. I will say that I do have one YouTube video that I uploaded to YouTube as a part of a job interview several years ago. Just to show that I know how to talk through technical sort of steps.
This is a public YouTube video that people have found
in the numbers of tens of thousands of views that I only just discovered like months ago.
What?
Yes.
What?
I put it as part of this interview. I said, and you're going to want to give it like a flashy title, something like Beluga Whale Noises, super cute in all caps or whatever. Mm-hmm. Kind of jokingly, but it has actually, I have 25 subscribers. And this video has literally tens of thousands of views. People commenting. Yeah.
Folks, we gotta get the views up on this thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But is the video you making beluga whale noises, or is it just called beluga whale?
No. It's I used to work at the Shedd Aquarium. Me with a beluga whale doing a hand signal that makes the beluga whale do their whale noises.
Oh, okay. So this is actually an interesting video. It's not just like a video of you like trying to like.
No, do beluga whale noises at the camera and being like, are you horny yet?
Honestly, if you are looking for beluga whale noises and you go to YouTube and you find this video, you're going to be satisfied.
I was picturing a video of you explaining that you knew how to explain the steps to upload a YouTube video.
Oh, and that's the video?
That's the video, yeah.
No.
If it's late at night and you're feeling horny, call Alex. He does a service. It's like, what is it? $5 a second?
Yes, $5 a second. Yeah, Patreon.
So, Alex, I found the video. I'm reading some of the comments here. Love the beluga whale. What's with this white supremacist? Beluga whale. Not so sure what this guy's politics are. Love the beluga whale. Guy's 6'2", shaped head. That's trouble.
Yeah. 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 I think the engagement kind of speaks for itself.
Sure.
Yeah. The second video we'll take that into account.
So my mom, years and years and years ago, she uploaded a video teaching my brother who has autism how to chew food correctly. And that's the whole video. It's just her taking a banana. You can see where this is going. Putting it in her mouth. chewing and saying, this is how you chew. And then she would show mouth open. And then she goes, this is how you actually chew.
I can see
mouth closed. This video has like 100,000 views. It has so many views. Yeah. Everybody wants to watch my mom chew a banana. Everybody. And all the way down, it's people saying like, love this video. Really into this video.
Oh, God.
Showed this to my coworker. He was really, it really educated him.
Does any part of the video say that it's for autistic people?
No, there's no explanation. It just says chewing video.
Yeah.
So you're just supposed to show this video to people who chew with their mouth open to be like, hey man, I got a video that you should watch.
Yes.
It's really going to change the way that you interact with society.
Yeah. And the art is in how you can finesse it.
I love this.
I don't know. I can see that all the views are between 1 and 3 a.m., so I don't know.
good data on that. Alex, I will ask you, do you have a funny weed strain name?
No, I do not. I do not. Okay, so I should say I have.
You could come up with one.
Dad's
Dumbledore ass.
Dad's dick. Dad's dick. Yeah, dad's dick. It's a hybrid.
Not as good as Dumbledore ass, I think.
Okay, let me take a second crack at it.
Okay.
Dumbledore ass. Hey! Wow. Yeah, see? Yeah, see? Now it's mine. Well, actually, never been said before.
J.K. Rowling is rightfully canceled, so actually... Oh, fuck. Now that you said it. It might be the bald head.
Just problematic through and through.
Yeah. I know. I can't,
Speaking of problematic through and through, let's welcome our last guest. That's JPC.
Hey, James. Glad to be here. Happy to be here.
Love it. Love a catchphrase. Do you have anything that you'd like to plug?
You know, just the Improv is Dead podcast. I have been a guest on it twice now. It's a joy to do. Very fun. Dan and Tim, great guys. It's patreon.com/improv is dead. Really fun podcast. Tim, a former roommate of mine, couldn't be a nicer guy.
I'll throw in a plug for Bill Buds. I like Bill Buds a lot.
Oh yeah, Bill Buds.
I also have a pop music podcast or popcast with Johnny O'Mara called the Bill Buds, where every week, pretty much, if you join the Patreon, we review a different pop music or pop adjacent album. And spoiler alert, we like it all. There's something to like about all of it. And we have like done Garth Brooks.
Johnny does refuse to put anything on his Bill Buds Top 100.
Yeah.
You do like it all. He does like it.
There was a person that did tweet at us. They're like, I love the show. Is Johnny ever going to like one of these albums? You get to pick them. You can do albums that you like. Which oftentimes is the case, where we will pick an album that we both haven't listened to for like 10 years, listen to it and be like, we liked this at the time, it's not very good anymore. That happens.
Yeah. Like, can you name one?
Liz Anderson, former guest of the One Shot and podcast, and former collaborator on the campaign podcast with me, she came on and she brought us Pink's album, Misunderstood. That she was so into in middle school, and we listened to it, and she was so embarrassed that she brought that album, and she apologized so profusely. It was really bad. It was a hot garbage album. Has, on that album, one of my least favorite songs of all time. A Pink song called My Vietnam. I do not advise you to listen to this song. No. It is one of the worst songs of all time. One of the worst songs of all time on that album. So,
what's her Vietnam?
Brad, you'd have to listen to the song, and I can't advise you enough. Please do not listen to
it. I'm willing to bet it's not Vietnam.
It ain't Vietnam.
No, it's not. Okay.
It's something completely different.
And JPC, of course, we have to ask, can you think of a funny weed strain name? This is a terrible icebreaker.
No, it's great.
James, not only can I not think of a terrible weed strain, I refuse to think of a terrible weed strain. So what I did was I texted my fiance and said, what's the funniest weed strain name that you've ever heard? And she texted me back just now, Alaskan Thunderfuck.
Oh, that's great.
Very fucking good.
And if that's, I think that's real too. So Alaskan Thunderfuck, thank you, Mariah. That's your contribution.
If you are a listener of the Hey Riddle Riddle podcast, this is actually how JPC performs on that show. He's getting a Cyrano from his fiance. It's a good show.
It's that or Spaghetti Just Barking. And those are where I get my comedies from. Because a lot of what I do on that show is barking.
So with that, I'm going to turn our focus to the holiday at hand, and that is Thanksgiving. This is a very improv forward game. The premise of the game is that there is a weed shop that has recently opened up in a state where weed has become legal. They did a Kickstarter to raise money to open this weed store, and the $420 level, they said, we're going to throw a party for all of our backers at this level to show our appreciation. It's been about a year. It's kind of time to have that party. And these are just scenes leading up to the day of that party. The way the game works is we have little character standees here. There are three employee standees for the people who are like the employees of the shop. Then there are these area resident standees that are blank. When we do a scene, whoever draws the scene card for that scene is going to be able to tell us who is in that scene. And they can declare, you know, we've got any of the characters that have been named. They can also say a unnamed character is going to show up in this scene. Every scene has a premise, like a title to it. That's the inspiration for the scene. Other than that, we just start going. There is a timer that will run for 3 minutes. When the timer goes off, the scene is over.
Okay. Every improv scene should have that.
Yeah, these
they truly should.
These scenes can be meandering. These scenes can be pointless. This is like a weed movie in that there's really not a vision to it. There's not a point to it. And we're just going to experience things until it's over. There are three acts. The first act is going to take place like the week before this dinner event is supposed to take place.
Gotcha.
And those are the premises for those scenes. Other than that, the way the game works, when you want to play a character, you will grab that character standee. That's how everybody will know who you are. If you would like to play a character that has not been named yet, you can grab that standee, write down a name for your character. You can also write something on that character standee that is like a trait that you can give, and people who will play the character after you will have to try and incorporate that trait into their playing. But really, that's it. This is going to run in 3-minute increments for as many scenes as exist in the game, and that'll be it.
James, I just have to ask, so is this a real game?
This is a real game.
Okay, gotcha. I didn't know it looks like a real game, and so, but as you were describing it, I was like, is James just making up the rules of this game? But it's a real game, it looks real.
That's the danger in any game that you play with me,
yep.
I could just be saying bullshit, that's and true. Like, okay, grab your card, idiot. Yeah.
That's the danger with any improv. Like, someone's like, here's the premise for my improv thing, and I'm like, this could be real, it could not be, yeah, who knows, yeah, what, who
it's
knows
like
what
when
it
we did that Warhammer podcast, and I was like, this is all bullshit. He was like, oh yeah, the emperor is 3,000 years old and sucks the blood of babies. So I was like, this is,
yeah,
no, this is not a real product thing.
Of a diseased mind. James, I have a question. Yes. So there's three blank character cards. Mm-hmm. We can have no more
so
than
these
three
act
blank.
One, we only get three. Act two, we get more, but they have like a little bit more baggage.
Gotcha,
right?
a more elaborate
description to them.
Gotcha.
So, you grab them, kind of define them for the scene. And once they're defined, that's it. You know, nobody else, like you can add to that character, but you can't retcon that character,
sure,
or change him to a different person.
Gotcha.
The setting that this game has for us is that we would be a weed shop named Weeds of Athens, which is a reference to Midsummer Night's Dream.
Done that play three times, do not get that reference.
Yeah, exactly. So my thought was, with all due respect to the designer of this game, I think it would be better for us to name our own weed shop, like come up with details. What I would like,
got it,
is for each of you to give me like one like little gimmick or hook that this weed shop is using to try and set themselves apart. You know, this isn't a Sunnyside. This isn't a corporate weed shop. This is a mom and pop operation, you know, built on love of weed, of marijuana, of cannabis. I'm very familiar with the subject matter.
Absolutely. For
the
sure.
cannabis drug.
Yeah. So yeah, let's go around. Anybody who's got a gimmick chambered up, ready to go, hit me with it.
Can it be like a little piece of history that we sort of like hang our hat on, and we have a bunch of like pictures related to this around?
I like sort of like a historical site.
Yes,
like,
right. But it's but it's where Kevin Smith wrote Mallrats. Is okay. in this, yeah. So it's like Kevin Smith was once here. He wrote Mallrats okay, here.
I got something.
What was this place when Kevin Smith wrote Mallrats in it? Was it like a house, or was this like
it was an empty lot? This is a fairly recent.
Kevin Smith wrote Mallrats. Yeah, just pacing around like an empty lot.
I love that. Don't question his process.
There are a lot of pictures of him pacing this lot.
Yeah, yes, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've got something. It's also haunted. It's a haunted, it's known to be haunted. It's not like a haunted house, you know, and like theme.
Right.
It's like, it's known that famous writer director Kevin Smith came back here years later to show people where he wrote Mallrats.
Yeah.
And somebody who had a bad experience seeing the movie never forgot it, took revenge, and stabbed him to death. And
so this is a Mallrats related slaying.
Yes, and so his ghost
now. It's a Kevin Smith slaying.
Yes.
So it's not only the place where he wrote Mallrats, it's the place he died.
Yes.
Burying the lead a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so it is haunted by Kevin Smith. I am going to say, I really do like this. I would like to add on to this. I think you have to sign a waiver. It's that haunted. Like,
yeah,
at the door, you know, we really can't let people in unless they sign the waiver, because there have been accidents.
Well, I mean, people have accidentally gotten really bad ideas for movies that ruined their lives.
Yeah,
truly.
They thought they were having an idea. Ghost whispered in their ear. You know, maybe your daughter does a movie with whatever, Johnny Depp's daughter or whatever it was, and then it's a bad movie. Remember this? Nobody saw this movie.
Yeah.
What's the one that Disney lost all that money on? Like John of Mars.
John Carter.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
John Carter bought weed at the store. Or whoever wrote John Carter.
I like this. I mean, this is also kind of a general theme for the shop. All the strains are kind of references to famous, like, flop movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, unfortunately, Ricky Gervais comes to the store a lot.
And it's his muse.
It has not worked out for him at all.
One more wrinkle just to this shop.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we'll see the management team or the ownership team that kind of owns, you know.
So the rules of this game state the owner not going to appear in this game.
Not going to appear at all. Okay. Yeah, perfect, because the owner doesn't need to appear. The only thing that the owner truly dictates is the owner has a dynamite recipe for baked beans, and they make baked beans in-house in the shop. When you come in the shop, you can have baked beans as much as you want. You can just eat baked beans as you're just browsing, because you can't, obviously, it's a weed shop. Restrictions about trying the product there. You can have as much baked beans as you want, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it is not like THC-laced. They're just baked beans.
James, legally, I have to say, these are just baked beans. Anything that comes of you eating the baked beans, and they can be, and you can test them. You can test them. You're going to find nothing but beans and the ingredients that would normally go into baked beans in these beans.
Bean juice and beans.
Bean juice and beans.
Is it that the baked beans are free, or that you can like pay for like a mug that you get to eat your baked beans
in? The baked beans are completely free. If you want a container for the beans, that obviously cannot be free, because that's a bean of the month club.
Look, we got a big tub. Yes. You can put your hand in, get a handful of beans, eat it out of your hand.
You can dip a finger. You can dip a finger.
There's one person who will not let you put a finger in. So you don't.
Well, and we'll see.
Yeah.
They'll come up.
look forward to that.
Oh, and they sound like a rich character with a lot of depth.
Right, I gotta keep listening to this podcast. I gotta find out who doesn't want you to finger the beans.
Leave them wanting more. Again, you gotta entice people to keep listening.
All of our listeners who love weed are gonna feel really respected by what we're about to do.
For sure.
Brad, you got a kind of a new podcast network. Maybe write down a little.
take
some notes on some of the magic that's happening.
Listen to Finger the Beans every Tuesday.
It's me
and the beans.
Is the beans like a character?
The beans is James Dugan.
Brad Pike experiences the beans. 10 minutes, Brad.
I would listen to that
me
show.
Too, I would, too.
Great. Well, so now that we have that, what's the name of this place? Kind of baked bean hook? Got bad movies hook in there.
Okay, let's see.
What else could you possibly want?
It's haunted. You got mall rats. You got Chainsaw Bob. You got baked beans.
I wonder some of his other. What's his oeuvre?
His oeuvre?
His oeuvre.
The same two guys show up in every movie.
Yeah.
Jane Silent Bob. Sometimes
Chasing Amy. Yes.
Jersey Girl.
Dogma.
Jersey Girl. Dogma.
Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
There's the Walrus movie. There's a dog in the Bush's Baked Beans commercial. So,
oh yeah,
can we do anything with Dogma and Baked
Beans? Oh, maybe it's a dog cafe.
The dog from that commercials is also dead.
I would love to just pause for a second, because Brad landed on the perfect name for this weed store. And that is the Dog Cafe.
There are a lot of confused residents who show up, and they're like, "Oh, I'm like a cat cafe, but with dogs."
No, this is a weed store.
This is a weed store. There's beans.
Do you like some baked beans? Welcome to the dog.
Don't leave without taking beans.
It's the dog cafe, folks. That's where we are on this. I love it. So with that, we are really ready to begin. I'm gonna spin one of these markers here. God damn it. All right, I gotta draw a card. And so this is apparently not the week before. This is the day before.
Oh,
the party.
Okay.
The day before the party. And the scene title is Favorite Customer. So for this scene, I would like to see JPC and Brad as employees, and I would like to see Alex come in as a customer, a favorite customer.
The favorite customer.
Yeah, I'm going to say this is at 10 in the morning when this store opens. It's supposed to open at 9, but every day it kind of opens at 10. Like, that's how it is. Posted hours just don't match up.
Gotcha.
That's all we got.
Okay.
Well, should we just grab our...
Grab.
And so, Alex, you're a resident, so you have to make your own character. Who do you want, Brad?
Yeah, Durf.
You want Durf? I can't be Durf because that's too close to my campaign character.
Yeah. it'll make people too happy.
Yeah.
I need to write this character.
Write a name. Write a name. And if you, like, if you think of a trait, you can add traits.
Should we say on mic who we are? Or should we just...
Yeah. Say on mic who you are.
So I'll be playing Peas Blossom. And it just says, Peas Blossom is a being full of love and light.
Nice. Okay.
My name is Durf. Think style is very important.
Oh.
Mm.
So with that...
Do you want to say who you're playing, Alex?
Oh, I'm Tarb.
Gotcha.
Sort of building on the...
Yeah, you have to... Yeah.
Great. The sun is high in the New Jersey sky at 10 a.m. crack at 10. And this place is ready to open. I'm going to hit start on this timer.
Hi, welcome to the Dog Cafe. Peace and love, love and light.
Durf, Peas Blossom, good to see you once again. I am here to continue my journey. I am still seeking. I have not yet found that mountaintop. I got so close.
I gotta say, we got a no shirt, no shoes, no service policy here. So,
fortunately,
we have clothes specifically for these circumstances. So,
I will take some of the clothes.
It's not a shirt, shoes. It's a cape that covers your feet. Okay. Peace and love, love and light. And I want you to wear it. Durf, Tarb is on a journey. We can't be restrictive about what kind of journey people are.
Look,
on.
I don't make the rules. The owner makes the rules.
Can I wear the cape out? Because this is a hero's journey that I am on.
We have to charge you if you wear the cape out. We have to charge you for the full cost of the cape.
Okay, that's fine.
It's a homemade cape.
I am independently wealthy. Don't ask me how.
It's priceless. I'm saying it's a homemade cape because it's priceless to me.
Okay.
You'd have to give me something of yours that is priceless in your eyes.
Gentlemen, I need help. and lady, I'm sorry.
Thank you. My parrot's name is Lady. Thank you for remembering, Tarb.
Lady, I am sorry. I got so close. The strain that you recommended the last time got me so close.
What did you get?
Well, as you both know, mm-hmm. I'm the only person on earth to have ever overdosed from weed. And when I saw, it was a half realized dream. And
I have some bad news for you. That was not a dream. Okay.
Okay.
Sometimes our weed takes people places. You did not overdose. You went to another dimension. That happens sometimes because of
Kevin Smith stabbing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes that will happen to our weed.
I did see the picture of that.
Can you come in close? Can you come in close?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So we're not allowed to tell people this, but our weed has ectoplasm in it from angels.
From angels.
It's got angel plasm in it. That explains so much. Mm-hmm.
I took some once and I ended up in Carson City.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
It wasn't.
Man. That's beautiful.
No, it wasn't. You've never been to Carson City.
Oh, I can't even begin to describe the place that I went to. It was.
Try it.
I'll try to begin.
I'll tell you.
That's it, folks.
Okay.
That's all you got. All right.
Well, we have some world building in there.
We have a little bit of world building.
And it was such a light touch.
JPC is like a subtle sort of chess master guiding the story where he needs it to go. So the other rule that we have to keep in mind is you can't play the same character twice in a row.
Oh, okay.
So
we're twice in a row.
Twice in a row. Yeah, twice in a row.
Gotcha. So, in a row. I was like, oh, there's only six characters. Yeah, exactly.
We're gonna this trouble. Is going to be trouble. Alex, your scene is next. Draw the scene card.
Oh, and I'm directing.
Yeah, yes. You're directing. Please set it for us. And you can put yourself in the scene if you like.
Okay. This is the day before. Okay, mm-hmm. I guess. Same day. That same day. All right. Same day. That very same day. The title of the scene is, Oh My God, That's a Cute Dog.
Okay, this is the dog cafe. This works.
This is, yeah. I want to see James and Brad will continue to be employees. James, you'll be Durf.
Great.
Brad, you'll be Tat.
Okay.
JPC, you're going to be a resident.
Okay.
Said dog owner, you know. So you are a local resident out for a walk with your dog. How heavy-handed can I be?
Please,
in these?
Go for it. Like, really give us whatever.
Okay.
There are no instructions, like, that say how much you can do to set a scene. So I say, if you've got something that you want, put it in there.
Okay. Yeah. I'll just say that you are behind this. I'm kind of picturing like a strip center, like a little retail strip center or whatever. And you just happen to be like depositing your little dog poop baggie in one of the dumpsters, okay, while you two are kind of hanging around up at back for a smoke break.
All right. So James is playing Durf, who we've already seen. Style is very important. Brad, who are you?
My name is Tat, and I don't want to be responsible.
Oh, Tat does not want to be responsible?
Tat doesn't want to be responsible.
Right? My character's name is Feta Chini. first name Feta, last name Chini. I think that's all you need for right now. And I'm throwing my dog poop in the dumpster.
In a dumpster, gotcha. Yeah.
So kind of like a pasta pun, huh?
No, I don't think so. Just okay. Fettuccine.
Where'd you get that idea?
Ready?
I am going to hit start now.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh my God, what? Did I do something wrong?
We cooked the beans there. We cooked the beans there.
Oh no. You ruined the beans. Oh my God. Oh no. And there's nothing we can do. People are going to keep eating
Excuse me. Your energy is scaring my dog. You're being very aggressive.
I'm not responsible for your dog.
You're telling me a lot about beans right now, sir.
My girlfriend, she wants to have a dog. I don't want to have a dog because last dog we had, it died. So I can't be held responsible for anything that happens
pets
to your
pass
dog.
Away. Pets pass away.
It's true.
All
it's
we can do is take care of the emotional core of the pets that still remain. And you're spooking my dog with your aggressive behavior.
Look.
All right, well, can your dog eat 30 pounds of beans?
We got to get rid of these beans or the owner's going to find out and we're fired.
Oh, hold on. Let me ask him. All right, look at me, Parrot. Can you eat 30 pounds of beans? Parrot says he can do it. How long does he have?
Oh my God, the rush is about to happen. The big bean rush.
We're gonna have to pour out these beans, cook a new batch. We barely have time to hose out the dumpster.
Wait, cook a new batch? Wait, why didn't you boys say so? I'm Fettuccine. I own the restaurant at the end of the block. Fettuccine.
Get the fuck out. You're Fettuccine.
Wait. I'm Fettuccine. I own Fettuccine.
Fettuccine, the heir to the Chini fortune?
Yes, my father is Dick Chini. But
I took all that money from the government during the war.
Yeah, Halliburton. But I was going to say, at my restaurant right now, I got 30 pounds of beans cooking up for our daily bean dinners. I'll give you the beans.
Would you mind if I talk to my friend really quick?
No. I'm going to listen to the last 30 seconds of... hold on. I'll just listen to the last 30 seconds of Wonderwall. It was playing on my AirPods when you came up.
I have to get into that restaurant. The wait list is so long. It's so stylish. You can Instagram everything in there.
Oh, God. I don't know if we're even that place is going to have enough beans.
I need you to run the store while okay. I'm gone.
Uh-huh.
I need you to be responsible for that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Look, this is my shot.
Do I have to watch that baby over there too? Do I have to take care of that baby?
In the store, yeah. You.
Oh no! But you've been taking care of the baby. I don't know what it needs.
Look, I've been taking care of that baby because that baby is very Instagram friendly. Everybody loves that baby. But I need you to keep it together. I'm gonna go in there. I'm gonna get the beans. We're not gonna get in trouble. I need you to also dump out this dumpster full of beans because this cannot make it inside. Mix it inside. Another person gets food poisoning. That's a real big knock on against us. They're already after us.
Okay. I'll try.
I started Wonderball over again.
All right.
Perfect scene.
Perfect scene. Hey, they've thus far.
Is it, wow, it's about the relationships.
Two perfect scenes.
So let's see. Fettuccine. Let's see. I'll just put owns restaurant. That's the important part.
That's the most important.
Dick Cheney's son?
Dick Cheney's son.
Dick Cheney. Hey, heroes, it's James, your game master, and welcome to the mid-roll of our 420th episode! Heroes, coming up this week on Wednesday the 18th at 7 p.m. Central Time, we've got the One Shot Network Game Night. Join Jeff Stormer, Agatha Cheng, Adira Slattery, Ryan Balter, and Aaron Catano Saez as they hang out and play games together. It's going to be so much fun to hang out with them, and you can do it by heading over to twitch.tv/oneshotrpg Wednesday the 18th at 7 p.m. Central Time. Before we get back to the episode, I want to take a quick moment and thank some of our backers on Patreon. Joshua Chase, thank you. Samuel Lewis, thank you so much. Jacob Makanu, thank you so much. Shazari Simon, thank you. Carol, thank you very much. Nat the Void, thank you. Matt Gushurst, thank you so much. Sarah Walland, thank you. Jennifer Klein, thank you very much. Mike Katzner, thank you. Nina, thank you very much. Keita Young, thank you. Saskia Den Oden, thank you so much. Lorna Stevens, thank you. Max Lucy, thank you very much. JB Veneer, thank you. Mick, thank you so much. And Caleb Perrault, thank you. Thanks again to everyone who supports the One Shot Network on Patreon. There is absolutely no way we could have made it 9 years and 420 episodes without support from listeners like you. So if you like what you hear and you want to hear more, please head over to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and sign up to be a backer. It helps us bring wonderful and wild content like this, and I am so incredibly grateful for it. Now, with all of that out of the way, let's get back to the show.
Don't war profiteer Dick Cheney. All right.
I mean, is this an alternate universe where Kevin Smith got stabbed?
Got stabbed in an empty lot in Oregon.
So, JPC, you've got the next.
Oh, yeah. Do I have to write something on?
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to.
Okay.
Okay, so this is still Act One, the day before. This scene title is called Grocery Store Run. For this scene, we're not going to be using any of the employees of the store because all of you have other things to do. So you have tasked some other people that exist in this world to do your grocery store run for you.
Okay.
So they've quickly realized that they don't have enough beans. And so you're going to have to go to the grocery store to buy more beans. The person who has been tasked with this is going to be Brad as Fettuccine.
Okay, great.
There you go. We're going to play... You've already played Tarb, right?
Yes.
So, James, you're going to be playing Tarb.
Great.
And, Alex, you're going to be the third Ashland resident that we might see later on who is working at the grocery store. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, blank check.
Blank check. You can be anyone that you want. Yeah. Your only thing is that you're working at the grocery store.
Okay.
And Fettuccine and Tarb have been tasked to go do this task. You got to get beans. Are you ready, Alex?
Yeah.
We can take a second.
You hit it out of the park.
Wait, what am I doing?
Tarb? Already great. Perfect.
So you're Fettuccine. No, you have a slight Southern accent. You have a dog named Parrot. You're Dick Cheney's son.
You
own the restaurant Fettuccine's where you do big bean dinners.
Your family money comes from war profiteering.
Family mummy as well. There is a family mummy.
You did steal it from a country that was...
that you were war profiteering from. Yeah. You're really bad war profiteering.
And it's not the one you think.
No, it's not.
Like a cultural artifact.
It's not a cultural artifact. It's just a country that had a mummy.
Okay, yeah.
We can't get into it too much, but it was not supposed to be there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I
got not you. Supposed to be with you either, though. Okay, but you're buying beans.
Alex, what is the name of your character, just so we know?
Jewel Marianos.
Good. Good.
Great. So if you're outside of the Chicagoland area, you may not get that subtle grocery store reference. But
okay, I can change it to Dominic's.
Dominic's, St. Kroger, yeah. Safeway, LaRue.
Giant Eagle Stop and Shop.
Jewel at Mariano's.
All right. Is that the all the setting we got?
That's all the setting you get. You got to buy the beans at the grocery store.
Excuse me.
Oh, sure.
My friend and I here are on a journey.
Everybody that comes in here is on a journey.
I feel like we're about to be taken care of.
Yeah,
very well.
I got you guys.
I have been called to by the universe and my friend Durf to come here and pick up some essential groceries for a delicious meal. I was given a list of items, and then the wind took that from me. So I'm going to allow the universe to bring those items to me. And in this case, you are that universe.
Oh, for sure. This is honestly, this is great because I just helped out two people in the exact same situation. Like, they just left. They were doing this exact same thing. That's crazy.
What?
That is so crazy.
What do those people look like?
I come to think of it, they look a little bit like you guys.
Oh my god.
Oh no. Yeah.
But they, well, I mean, not exactly. They were mustachioed.
Feta, we're in a Groundhog Day. or this guy's in a Groundhog Day.
Oh, that can't be true. I haven't seen the movie.
I don't think that's a prerequisite.
Can't be true.
Did you see like the what was the one that came out recently?
Like Palm Springs?
Palm Springs.
Yeah, no. Didn't see that either.
Okay, but you know the name of the movie.
Yeah, and I know the general premise, but did not see them. Couldn't
Agent possibly Tomorrow be with me. Tom Cruise, you see that?
Oh. I saw Live, Die, Repeat.
They changed the name.
That can't be true.
Wait, is that
who would do that?
I thought that was just a tagline for the movie.
No, it came out as Edge of Tomorrow, but then that didn't play well, and so they changed it to Live, Die, Repeat.
I mean, that does explain the premise for the movie, but I think we're in that premise.
You know, the book was called All You Need Is Kill, and I think that's an even better name for the film. All You Need Is Kill. Hey, you boys know anything about mummies?
The Brendan Fraser mummy or the Tom Cruise mummy?
Because
I haven't seen either.
Oh, neither. So, do you happen to know anything about famous writer-director Kevin Smith?
Oh,
was stabbed to death not far from here.
Yeah, you can't live in Ashland without knowing about Kevin Smith.
Well, crazy man. I don't want to say who, but found his corpse and was such a big fan of Kevin Smith's films that he wanted to immortalize him, and so.
And if you're out there and you haven't taken an improv class, you're kind of wondering how it's done. Keep throwing premises up. That's what you want. Uh-huh.
2 minutes into a 3 minute scene. Bring up a mummy that no one's talking about yet.
There's doppelgangers,
or
it's Palm Springs.
Look, that's what I was taught at the Annoyance Theater. Is you know, pick a thing and that's your thing, and you find a way to fit it in.
Yep. Yeah, there you go. So just grab. You can't read them. Not read them. I didn't read them. There are very few rules in this game.
We've already got that one. Planning the meal and pairing dishes with strains.
Oh.
Okay. Use the delicious dishes sheets.
What are the delicious dishes?
So the delicious dishes sheet is full of like names of different strains that we could be using.
Perfect.
Which is great, but unfortunately, no. I made us make the decision to retheme it. So we are going to have to be coming up with those on our own.
Okay, great. Yeah, perfect. Okay,
sure.
So I'm going to have Alex is fettuccine. And then I'm going to have JPC is Tarb, I guess.
I'll be Tarb. Okay,
great.
Yeah.
And James, if you could be Durf, you're all trying to
fix the beans. You're trying to fix the beans and pair them with the perfect strain of weed to go with these beans.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to hit start.
I'd just like to say thank you so much for just allowing me to be here, because when I came to the store this morning to buy some weed, I didn't know what it would end up being. And now that I'm here, I just want to say it feels like where I'm supposed to be.
Well, you know, I'm glad that you decided to volunteer, pitch in. Again, volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely, this is unpaid volunteer work.
So I was thinking we do the cannellini with Atlas Nugged. I think that combination of bean and weed is going to go really great together. That's something that I would enjoy.
Now, I faithfully study everything that we carry here. Which one of those is beans and which one of those is weed?
Great question. Feta, you want to handle this? Because I know you're the bean expert.
So cannellini is a weed strain that comes uh-huh. from southern Italy. It's a absolutely beautiful, grows in the wild.
Oh.
Open up! Open up!
I'm sorry.
It's the police!
No. No.
Kick in the door! What are you guys doing in here?
We're just it's making illegal. We're making beans.
Don't you know there's a mummy illegal, on the loose?
What do you mean a mummy on the loose?
Wait, what'd you say?
There is a weed-smoking mummy on the loose who is wreaking havoc in this town, and he's...
No, not again. There's no such thing as mummies.
No, shut up. I need to hear this. I need to hear this.
There are such things as mummies.
Tarp?
I met the mummy in the other dimension that I was transported to. His name is Larnethrakok. And he promised me vengeance, 1,000 years of plague.
You son of a bitch. You talked to Larnethrakok?
No, I don't
You made
know.
A deal?
I didn't make a deal. He was just there. I was transported. I overdosed on weed. I'm the only person that's ever done that.
When this is all over, you're going to jail for a long time.
Listen, guys, my boss is going to kill me if we don't have a menu set for tomorrow. I realize the undead can be a problem, especially here.
A huge problem.
Huge. Yeah.
But we can't let that stop us from living our lives. Okay?
Derf is right. We do have to live our lives.
Yeah.
So you can either be part of the problem or part of the solution, Mr. Policeman. So are you going to help us make this menu or not?
You know what? You make a good point. When I became a cop, I thought I was going to help people, but I've only been hurting people all this time.
We have to end every scene with Brad in the middle of a monologue.
I've only been hurting people all this time.
Good.
All right. I know I broke the rules, but I did. I just
I know I broke the rules.
I know
everyone, I didn't. Again, there. You weren't the first person to do that. JPC did that.
Like, I did it too. Yeah, I had to talk about Live, Die, Repeat. It's one of my favorite movies.
So we've got planning decorations and activities. I would definitely.
We're still in Act One.
Yeah,
we're still in Act One. This is still the day before this party. The day before the party's supposed to happen. And we've got a mummy on the loose and interdimensional travel. And that's on top of the fact that we've got a haunted shop that just serves beans that they cook in a dumpster. So.
Improv shouldn't exist. There's no reason for
that. Got great news for you.
That's
it does.
It really
that's
does.
Great.
Absolutely. This is great. All it is anymore, and it's not great.
I feel like if we sat down and written this out, it'd be the exact same thing.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
just taking longer.
Yeah.
We just got to it quicker, honestly.
Yeah.
Great.
Larnethrakok, like you're going to come up with a better mummy name than that? I fucking doubt it.
Larnethrakok.
I want this to be kind of like in a back room or sort of office room space. We've got everybody, they're trying to pair beans with strains up front. So this decorations and got activities it. Happening in an office. I would like to see Alex's Peas Blossom, and let's get JBC in his Tat.
Okay, Tat. A reminder is the one
does not
hold responsibility. Yeah. That's the only character trait they have.
Gotcha.
So you're good on that. So this is happening in an office space. I'm going to say this is decorated with actual View Askew props. Because like, the ownership is really...
Somebody actually knows their Kevin Smith references.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I unfortunately do. Hit and start.
I think incense is a good activity. I could set up some incense.
Peace Blossom, you always recommend incense, okay? It's going to be an important dinner, okay? We really have to honor people. We have to have... I just don't want to do it. I don't want the responsibility. I guess let's just do incense.
Okay. I want you very badly to have ownership of some of the stuff that we're going to be doing here. You have to just make a choice. It's not, I'll take care of it. Here's what I'll say. Okay. I'll take care of it.
Okay.
It's my, whatever you say, whatever you do, I will take care of it.
I'm just going to go with that. What about a booth where we put people's dogs down?
Okay.
Okay. I don't know why I said that. It's just the first thing that came to my mind.
No, you are a beautiful being of light.
What about a hammer catch?
Hammer catch?
Hammer catch.
What's hammer catch?
I don't know. I just had a vision in my mind of, you know, like the thing that...
Throw hammers?
Yeah.
Yeah. You throw hammers?
You throw hammers.
It sounds like what it is.
Like a hammer catch.
Make a movie called Hammer Catch.
Wait a second. Put that incense out. It's messing with my head. There's no incense in the business meeting, okay?
Okay. All right. I'll put one of them out.
I ask. Or just like maybe crack a window or something, because there's a thick fog of incense in here, Peace Blossom. I don't know. Maybe those are bad ideas. I don't know.
No. There's no judgment in brainstorming. I think that these are great starter ideas.
What about a dunk tank, but instead of water, it's pool noodles? Hello?
Hey, Fettuccine here. Sorry.
Oh, from Fettuccine's restaurant?
Yeah, the very same.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing the work up front. Found this unsupervised baby just sitting around in the store. Thought that might be important for you. I'm just going to leave that here. Close the door. Thank you very much.
I hit the baby, if I'm being honest.
You hit the baby?
I hit that baby. I didn't want to be anywhere. I don't think that I can necessarily... What if we do a baby raffle? Like a 50-50 raffle.
I think, well, somebody's got to have... I don't know. Does someone have this baby? Is this someone's baby? Someone should have this baby.
And we can give this baby away. It's a raffle.
Yeah, but I think it's only fair that we all take raffle tickets as employees of the store.
No.
We have to. We have to. It shows that it's fair.
My dad's back in town. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like there maybe is some...
I know.
Rich... Well, history.
I know you've mentioned all the motorcycle thefts, but I think it might be him. I had to tell someone it's been eating me alive inside.
Wait, what do you all think? Right. What do you think is your dad?
Motorcycle thefts?
My dad has been doing all the motorcycle thefts.
Oh,
yeah, and he's back. Gotcha.
Oh man. I hope he doesn't meet up with that mummy.
They could cause some trouble together.
Dad.
Plates are we
in town?
Okay.
Now we're just turning this into Twin Peaks.
the final scene for Act One, Alex.
One more scene in Act One.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This will be all the employees. Brad, you can be Peas Bosom.
Peas Bosom.
JPC, you're Durf.
I'm Durf.
James, you're Tat. And I just want to say maybe the strain and putting this together... Pretty clear. Not a lot of planning prior to the day before has happened. The strain is maybe getting to you guys. I think we can all agree thus far it's been a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
It is waiting to boil over. Take it away. Why I work here.
3 minutes till midnight. This is it.
We have to stop working at midnight. State law, we cannot... be open and working past midnight.
And then it's tomorrow, and then it's the party, and this is what it is.
It's all gonna go great, guys. I think, you know, the universe is just gonna take care of this. Okay, I can see that the cooker is, you know, it's in the red in the heat But I think it's gonna be fine. It's gonna.
Well, Durf, what meals do we? What pairings do we get together? You were going with fettuccine.
Yeah, it's just gonna be baked beans and a weed. We are
like a specific kind of weed.
And not even a specific kind of baked beans. It's just...
Oh, just mixed weed.
It's just,
you know,
regular baked beans with weed. And honestly...
Like potpourri, I think, just kind of piled together.
Here's the thing. I think it's going to look really good. And I know, like, style is personally very important to me. And I think once it gets on the plate, it's going to look good. It just might not taste like anything special.
Guys, I can I confess a worry to you?
Yeah, please.
My dad.
Dad, not again. He's back in town.
And you know how much of our clientele rides motorcycles.
Yeah. Like, oh, no.
All ride motorcycles.
Ashland's a motorcycle town.
Should we lock the doors?
He's not going to come here. We have too much history, him and I.
We keep the motorcycles outside. Look. I realize that you and my dad have a history. And I have... I've made my peace with that.
When you're in the crew, you're in the crew for life. And when I left the crew, I had to die. I guess it's time that I let you guys know. My real name is Alan Cumming. I'm the actor Alan Cumming. That's why. Whoa. I look so much like the actor Alan Cumming.
I wanted to say something, but I held back.
So appreciate you not saying it, but...
Like Nightcrawler?
Who
is he?
What's that?
Who was Nightcrawler?
Who was...
Wait, are you thinking like the Jake Gyllenhaal movie?
I was thinking of Alan Rickman.
No, X-Men.
So your mask too.
No,
hold
X-Men.
On.
Cumming.
Hold on.
So
I was thinking of Alan Rickman. I'm Alan Rickman. Who is Alan Cumming?
No, you're Alan Cumming.
So you're not Floop? You're not Floop from Spike Kids?
Police, open up! Police, open up!
Hello? Yep. Hello?
Alan Cumming. So Nightcrawler was in the original X-Men movie. He's got boils on his face. I do think it is Alan Cumming.
Officer, watch out!
No,
officer, watch out behind you! Behind you, officer!
You got it in!
Okay, so at the end of Act 1, Larnette the Cock probably got the officer. We don't know.
That officer has only been hurting people. That's the only thing that we know about that guy.
We just don't know.
Right, he's Floop, right? Alan Cumming? Am I crazy? Am I mixing up actors in my mind?
Is Alan Cumming... He's Nightcrawler?
He's Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler had a lot of prosthetics on, so...
Yeah.
That is
Alan Cumming. He was also in The Mask 2.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And... Loki. The original Loki.
Mm.
But none of this matters because I'm Alan Rickman.
Oh, yeah.
Dirk. Actually.
So you realize you didn't know enough about, about Alan Cumming.
At some point, you have to go, oh, I'm sorry.
I already did that.
You did that?
Yeah, he said, you're thinking of Alan Rickman. I go, oh my God. That's who I am. I'm Alan Rickman.
Okay. I miss that part.
Everyone here is stupid and doesn't know what
he's Alan Rickman, but he doesn't know who Alan Cumming is.
Oh, yeah.
So at Act 2, we have three new blank characters that we can play with.
These are in addition to.
Gotcha. Like, we have all of the characters who we started with and added. Right.
Let's just write down...
Retiree.
They
have baggage. They
already
do
have
baggage.
Oh, they have baggage?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
oh,
be,
so it
be
can't be.
Careful.
That can't be the.
We got an
officer.
Alien believer.
Well, no. So, but a police officer could believe in aliens
and
which,
a retiree. Yeah.
Adding,
all of these can be. Oh, actually, the police officer is probably dead.
He probably dead.
Point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
point.
We don't have to worry about that.
And it's kind of a weird design choice to put in alien believer when a mummy is introduced in Act 1.
Yeah.
Like it feels like that's putting a
not
hat
really
on a hat.
Cool. Like yeah, of course the mummy would believe that he's an alien.
It's
yeah.
getting kind of ancient aliens.
I apologize to Jackson Tegu for what
cut it
done.
Out. I do have a question.
Yes.
Or maybe just an observation.
Mm-hmm.
if we don't see a character die, then we don't know that
they're dead.
We don't know.
Why are you trying to protect this cop?
Yeah,
but what message interests you?
I think that he's got
it's the bald head.
Yes, yeah. I can't help it.
It's Boba Fett and the Sarlacc. You know, we didn't see him.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
he can show up 30 years
yeah,
later.
Yeah, 30 years Ned later, a little bit overweight, but not that much.
Yeah,
it's characters we've obviously seen die. They could come back. Literally, they're dead. They could come back. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's whatever makes the most money.
I do have this read aloud before Act 2. In the last few hours before dinner, plans are flying fast and furious. First off, gotta deal with this stress. So that is our sort of overall act prompt.
Have we had anything that would stress any of these characters out yet?
No.
So we might have to introduce them.
Well, I don't know. Somebody's motorcycle thief dad is back in town. Okay. I think JPC, because Alex, you just framed that.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
So JPC.
Wait, is it Tarb's dad? Yeah, Tarb's dad is back in town, right?
No. We wrote it.
Tat's dad.
And Derf
has...
A history. Okay, so this is Act 2 setting up a few hours before. In this scene, we are putting up decorations. Okay, God. James, have you played fettuccine yet?
Very briefly. I dropped a baby off in the office.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So, James, you're going to be playing fettuccine, who's just an Ashland resident, who's going to be putting up decorations. We have 6 scenes in Act 2, right?
We've got however many scenes are in this stack. So.
We've got a lot of scenes. Fellas.
Hey, folks, there are a lot of scenes ahead of us. Yeah, there are 6 scenes.
All right, 6 scenes in Act 2. So I'm not yet introducing any new characters because we're just beginning Act 2. We're going to have Fettuccini's helping put up decorations because Fettuccini obviously helped cook a lot of the meal. And we'll throw Derf in there, who is Alan Rickman. And then, Alex, did you just play Peace Blossom?
I did, yeah. I think the last thing I was
playing. Then you'll be Tat.
Okay, Dad's back in town. Okay,
whose dad is back in town. And so there's a few hours before. It's pretty stressful. The decorations that you have are just kind of what's in the store. You're just kind of like repurposing the decorations, really. Just kind of like you're basically moving furniture around and changing the layout, but you really don't have much to work with here. And that's kind of stressing you out whenever you are ready.
And I am going to hit start.
I think we got it.
These decorations look terrible. Tat.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Why does he say...
I can finally talk.
Okay.
The way that I really talk.
It just seems like yesterday you didn't sound so much like a mummy.
No. This is how I actually talk.
I have the same southern voice that I had yesterday. I think we can all agree.
I've completely changed now that I've revealed that I'm actually Alan Rickman.
Listen, all right? We all sound the way that we sounded yesterday.
No.
Now, I'm so glad you sound like that, because that'll be so easy to pick up.
Sound like I did yesterday? Yes, of course.
I don't know if you realize this, Tat. You code switch.
I code
switch. You code switch. When you get around your dad or you start thinking about your dad, that you start sounding like that.
That is true.
It's cute. I think it's very cute.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you. Listen, I think just for the sake of what's going on here, I think we're done. We put a lid on it. What do we do? We relax.
Oh my God, Parrot. That's who he reminds me of. You remind me of Ben Affleck.
I look like Ben Affleck?
You remind me.
Noted Kevin Smith collaborator, Ben Affleck.
If you're a fan of the Venus Universe, which I apparently am, you would know that Ben Affleck shows up in a lot of those movies.
That is so true. That is so true. Oh, I remember now. Yes, that is like the one thing he slums it. He slums it for the Viewisk universe. Yes, because he typically
high.
Yeah, he's a star. Yeah, he's a star.
It's funny because Kevin Smith used to what he wrote a Superman movie.
I heard that.
Yes,
I heard that he did that. Or was going to.
He was going to write a bad Superman movie for Tim Burton.
Yep. Has anybody seen my motorcycle?
I was going to ask if anyone's seen that baby from yesterday.
No need to talk about the baby anymore. It's all taken care of. I got it. We're done. I took care of the baby. It's taken care of.
What does that mean?
The baby is taken care of. Don't worry about the baby.
Parrot gets a little nervous when people are vague. So
couldn't be more clear if I tried. The baby is taken care of. It's in a better place. Huh. Baby's taken care of. That's right.
Now that sounds.
Baby's in a better place.
Yes. Taken care of.
All right.
Is the baby in that dog euthanasia booth that we rebuilt?
Oh my god.
Dog euthanasia. Oh, that's so thoughtful. I've got a place where you can put your dog down.
It's so nice to have it.
You thought just set it down? No, we meant euthanize it. Oh, good. More grocery store.
She just says more grocery store.
That is the audience demanding more of what they love.
Okay. More grocery store.
We are halfway through the Herald right now, and we can tell the only hit scene we had was that grocery.
So I'm going to say off camera, the beans.
And Brad, right into the mic, buddy.
I'm going to say off camera, the beans have exploded and gone bad. They exploded, and it's a big
explosion. And went bad.
And they went bad.
If they had just exploded, it would have been fine. Okay.
So
you can refry those.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you have to go to the grocery store again to get a replacement food. But this is it's Christmas Eve. And
we don't have dinner
is on Christmas Eve.
And so the grocery store is empty of like most 99% of foods.
Yeah.
So
you
figure out what to do in that. And it's gonna
have Peas Blossom. Great. Who's the guy whose dad is the motorcycle murderer?
That's Tat.
We have some new
cat.
I just was Tat.
You be Tat.
I'll be Tat.
And then
we have some.
We do have a grocery store employee.
Oh yeah, you be. Wait, who's the grocery store?
That's Jewel. Jewel Mariano.
Yeah, I guess
Jewel Mariano, right?
That's the grocery store employee.
Yeah. And
there are blank characters, Brad. You can capitalize on that. If you want to put in a walk on for yourself, you are allowed to do that.
You've got a retiring alien believer and a theater actor at your disposal.
That's the premise for the scene. Nothing else. I'm gonna hit start now.
Okay, we gotta make with these beans. We gotta find heat. Oh no, it's Christmas freaking Eve.
What? No, it shouldn't be Christmas Eve.
You guys are back. Welcome back,
Jewel Marianos.
Do you need more? You guys are just here.
Wow, you were able to sense our need. I feel like we're about to be very well taken care of.
Jewel, it's worse than you think. Not only that my dad is back in town, but we're totally... The beans all exploded.
How did
you...
They
went back.
I just told you, you guys were just...
Wait a second. Okay, so it can't be a Groundhog's Day because a day has passed. So it's got to be something else. It's like a dimensional work.
But has the day just passed for us? Is it Christmas Eve?
It is Christmas. Yes, it is Christmas
Eve.
I just want to say, I work at the grocery store. I don't help out with, like, I can help out with where to find food. I don't really help out with kind of figuring out what my deal is.
Okay. Well, we need to find food. So, but I can see that most of the shelves here are completely empty.
I'll sell you some food. I'll sell you.
I'm sorry.
I saw that the grocery store was all out of food. And so I drove my pickup truck full of pumpkins from my farm over here so that people could buy some delicious food from me.
All right, sir. Well, what's your name?
My name is Gunther pumpkin.
Gunther pumpkin. Yep. Great. Gunther. What food do you have that can be cooked in a dumpster? Like a culinary dumpster.
Wait, pumpkins in a dumpster.
You can
no
cook
problem.
These pumpkins.
But I don't want to get back into the kitchen.
You have to.
No, it's just too much. My dad's back in town. I can't cook pumpkins.
You're
in
the
a dumpster.
Only.
You got no other options, boys! You fools! You're gonna buy my pumpkins because you got nothing else!
We were in for that.
Wait a second. Gunther's truck right here. It's full of bean explosives. Yeah. You didn't explode the beans just so you could sell us these damn dirty pumpkins!
You're gonna buy my pumpkins.
Fine. We'll make a deal with the devil tonight.
Oh yeah, his feet are cloven hooves.
Yes, I am literally the devil.
Are you retired?
I'm also retired. I retired from my job running hell to come up here and grow pumpkins, and that's my big thing is I grow pumpkins.
A lot of demons retire here.
And I have to sell pumpkins, but I gotta do it an evil way. Because I'm the devil.
There you go, Brad. Gunther
the devil. Gunther pumpkin.
Retired the devil.
Kind of fun, sort of relaxed game. Got a lot of supernatural elements very quickly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I love that you started with, and you're just talking about nothing.
This is the 420 special.
Yes.
A little bit. And again, I hope everyone in the audience who has had a meaningful experience with marijuana listens to this podcast
or
and feels respected.
Yes.
Yeah. Respected by the art of improv. Improv is art. That discussion is closed.
This episode of One Shot features music from the following artists: Party Kids by Bellodrome, Nikki by Kimchi, Escalator Funk by Cast of Characters, Cold Rainy Days by Ryan Serenik, The Corporation by Falls, Toma Toma by Azteca X, and Hark the Herald Angels Sing by Aaron Sprinkle. This episode of One Shot was edited and sound designed by Tracy Barnett. You can find more of their work online, anywhere, at The Other Tracy.
The Other Tracy.
The Other Tracy.
The Other Tracy.
Yeah!
Well, heroes, that's it for One Shot this week, but don't worry. We'll be back next week with more Danksgiving. In the meantime, be sure to check out some of the other amazing shows here on the One Shot Network. Like A Horror Borealis. A Horror Borealis is an actual play Monster of the Week podcast set in the 1990s in the fictional town of Revenant, Alaska, just south of the nation's least visited national park and way north of everything else. A reclusive small game hunter with a magical secret, a young anarchist librarian with a passion for conspiracy theory, and a sensible park ranger with a strong local book club following find themselves pulled together by common threads woven mysteriously into their past when monsters begin plaguing their tiny community. But they soon discover the things they're fighting run much deeper and much closer to home. Tune in for a story about identity, empathy, community, mental illness, and healing. And stay for the beloved local diner. You can find A Horror Borealis on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As always, we end One Shot with a call to action. Heroes, I'd like to urge you to go out and call your representatives. Calling a representative is a great way to directly advocate for an issue. It's a way that many elected officials keep a temperature of what their constituents are looking for, and because not many people do it, an individual caller can make a huge difference. When I call my representatives, I use a site called 5calls.org. That's the number 5calls.org. There you can find a list of issue summaries from around the country, along with contact information for your reps and scripts to read while you're on the phone to help you get your message across. Calling is quick, and it can make a vital difference. Thanks, heroes. As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest One-Shot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod, or look for news on the site at OneShotPodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at GameMaster@OneShotPodcast.com. One Shot is a production of the One Shot Podcast Network, in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at paracosmpress.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes. In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.